请我们一起来默祷。
Please bow your head and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this evening service.
234首。
Sing hymn 234.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们晚上的聚会。
Now we'll kneel down, pray together. We ask the Lord to guide us in this morning's evening service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's now kneel down, pray together.
愿大家平安。
Peace to every brother and sisters.
请我们来看传道书。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我心里说，来吧，我以喜乐试试你。你好享福，谁知道这也是虚空。
I thought in my heart, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good, but that also proved to be meaningless.
我们人大概都有一个共同的理想，就是希望能够活得很快乐。
As humans, we may all have this desire to have a happy life.
但是问题就是怎么让我们能够活得很快乐。
The problem is, however, how we can attain this goal to have a happy life.
那所罗门在这里给我们提供他本身的体验。
And Solomon here shared his own experience with us.
但是他还没有讲体验之前，他先讲他尝试过追求快乐的结论。
But before he showed the experience, he told us that he has already tried this.
他结论就说，如果照他的方法来追求快乐，到最后是虚空的，是没有意义的。
Conclusion is that if we pursue happiness according to his old way, then in the end it will turn out to be meaningless.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我心里查究如何用酒，使我肉体舒畅，我心却以智慧引导我。我又如何持住愚昧？等我看明，人在天下一生，当行何事为美？
Verse 3. I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly.My mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was worthwhile for man to do under heaven during the few days of their lives.
所罗门在尝试追求快乐当中，他非常重要一点就是说，他用头脑一直在分析，我这样做，有什么感觉？
In his ways to trying to try different ways of pursuing happiness, he had a clear mind how.He was thinking in his mind how he can explain this.
有的人在追求快乐，他一头就掉下去，他也没有用头脑去想这个到底怎么一回事。
Some other people, whether they're pursuing happiness, they don't think about it and just dive into it.
所以他可能觉得他很享受到死为止，他也没有办法醒悟过来。
And he may enjoy himself until his death in the, without realizing the truth.
但是所罗门他在享受的过程当中，他一直用他的头脑来分析他每一个享受到底是怎么一回事。
During Solomon's enjoyment, however, he was analyzing what is going on for each one of those things that he's experienced.
活在这个世界上要享受，这是我们生活的一个很大的诱惑。
And it's indeed a great temptation for us to have an enjoyable life in this world.
那为什么人会很想要去追求享受？
And why do we want to pursue an enjoyable life?
当然，一个很重要原因就是享受能够提升我们的感受。
Of course, one of the biggest reasons is that an enjoyable life will let us experience good things.
就是你的 feeling, 你会感觉到非常好。
And we have a wonderful feeling in ourselves.
特别我们现在这个世代里面，大家活得都很注重这个感受。
Especially in this world, in this generation, people emphasize on this feeling.
那享受刚好就是会让你感觉很好。
And that feeling makes you feel good.
那这里第三节他首先提到第一个享受。
In verse 3, it mentioned the first enjoyment.
第一个享受就是以酒来让他的肉体舒畅。
Which is to try wine so that his body can feel good.
这个酒一喝下去你就觉得说轻松一点。
After he enjoy the wine, his body will feel a bit more delightful.
然后一些愁烦暂时解消。
And temporarily, those hardship will go away from him.
所以你在看很多的家庭家里面都在喝酒。
And that's why the reason why you see so many families they have problem with alcohol.
因为这是一个最基本的享受。
And this is a very basic way of enjoy their lives.
你如果上飞机，你看到那个商务舱或者头等舱，每个都在喝酒。
If you go to take an airplane in the business class or the first class, you see almost everybody was drinking.
这是一种享受，让你觉得感觉很好。
It's one way to enjoy yourself to feel good.
那所罗门也不例外，第一个就是酒。
There's no expression to Solomon. The first thing he mentioned is wine.
这是一种享受。
You can see that this is an enjoyment.
那除了酒之外，他又追求什么？
What else was he pursuing after besides wine?
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
我买的仆婢也有生在家中的仆婢，又有许多牛群、羊群，胜过在以前耶路撒冷所有的。这里说他养了很多的仆婢。
Here he mentioned he had many slaves.
那这个也是一种享受。
This again is another type of enjoyment.
有一次我在奈及利亚去拜访一个我们中国人。
Once I was in Nigeria to visit a Chinese people.
他里面有三个仆人。
He had three servants in his house.
一个就是煮饭的。
One in charge of cooking.
一个是洗衣服扫地的。
One for laundry and cleaning up.
一个是看门的，替他开车的。
The third one is the one who was a chauffeur for him, also a gatekeeper.
因为一个人大概$50
一个月。Because the salary for one of them is only $50 a month.
所以他150他过得好像皇帝一样。
And therefore, with mere $150 US per month, he lived a life of king.
其实很多的中国人在非洲的不想回来，在那里当皇帝为什么回来？
As many Chinese when they go to Africa, they don't want to come back because they have a life of a king.
这是一种享受。
This is a way to enjoy.
你不必要做啊。
You don't need to do anything yourself.
你就有东西吃。
Then you have food automatically.
吃完你不要洗碗啊。
And afterwards you don't need to wash dishes.
那你要煮那个。吃完又要洗碗，这个太麻烦了。
If you had to cook yourself and also wash dishes afterwards, it's so much trouble.
那衣服你尽量换，别人帮你洗。
And you don't have to worry about dirty clothing because people will take care of it.
这是享受。
This is an enjoyment.
那再来就是仆婢一多，就有一种老板的感觉。
And the more servants you have, the more feeling of superiority you have.
你叫他去他就去，你叫他来就来。
Being a boss, you can command he or him to do whatever you want.
这个家庭谁最大？我最大。
Who is the boss here? I am the boss.
虽然在外面可能最小，不管回到家最大就好。
Outside you may work for other people, but at home you are the boss.
这是一种享受。
And this is a way of enjoy yourself.
少辛劳多权益。
And less worry and more power.
那我们现在人大概也是在走这一条路
And people in the modern society, they all want to pursue this life.
享受最好就是吃东西都是外面叫的。
The best enjoyment and pleasure, maybe just everything you want to eat, just go from outside.
吃完就丢。
And when you finish, just throw them away.
你也不必洗。
Don't need to wash your dishes.
有的人365天了没有煮过几次饭了，享受。
We see people who the whole year long, they never cook a few meals. That's how they enjoy their lives.
不管说里面盐多高，脂肪多高，只要不要洗，不要劳动就好了。
No matter how much salt or fat they put into those restaurant food, as long as you don't need to cook, that's okay.
那厨房没有碳到就没有关系了，管它。
As long as you don't touch anything in the kitchen, that's fine.
所以这是一种享受。
So that's another way to enjoy.
再来，我们看第八节。
Now let's look at verse 8.
我又为自己积蓄金银和君王财宝，并各省的财宝。这里说他积蓄金银财宝。
Here he said Solomon amassed silver and gold.
这个金银财宝本身就是积蓄金银财宝本身就是一种享受。
The process of amassing silver and gold is another kind of enjoyment.
因为这个会带来安全感。
Because that brings you a sense of security.
而且会带来你自己感觉到自己很有价值，因为我有很多钱。
Because also brings you a sense of in value because you feel that you are worth a lot.
啊, 那你钱一多, 啊, 你要买什么就可以买什么。
With a lot of money, you can buy whatever you want.
哦, 所以这是一种享受。
This, again, is another kind of enjoyment.
哦, 所以为什么现在人要拼命追求财富?
And this is the reason why so many people in this world want to pursue after wealth.
因为有钱, 你可以拥有很多你想要的, 有钱, 你就不怕很多事情。
Because with money, you can do many, many different things.
啊, 再来。 他说又得唱歌的男女和世人所喜爱并许多的妃宾
Second half of verse 8
这里说他家里面有很多的娱乐 唱歌的男女
Here he mentioned that he has many male and female singers for him
最大的享受大概就是你在餐厅吃饭 然后当场有人弹钢琴 然后在现场在唱 哇那个是最贵的
The best restaurant normally have a live music that people play piano while you're eating. That's more expensive.
哦, 那当时所罗门他可以请最好的唱歌的, 哦, 男女, 哦,
And Solomon was able to afford the best singers in the world to sing for him.
哦, 这是一种肉体欲望的满足。
And this is again a satisfaction for his body.
还有很多的飞宾,
again, there were many concubines.
他差不多有, 哦, 他差不多有1000个妃嫔
He has over 1,000 concubines
全国最漂亮女人大概都是他太太
Almost the most beautiful girls are all his wives
所以他在追求这个肉欲的满足 大概已经前无古人后无来者
In his pursuit for the sinful nature There's no comparison for him
所以你看我们现在人 也不是这样吗?
Now look at ourselves in this world, aren't we the same?
哦, 如果你在外面工作, 你会发现男女之间非常的乱。
If you go outside to work, you notice there the how complicated things are between men and women.
哦, 未来越多人为什么觉得说, 我为什么要被婚姻所捆绑呢? 你喜欢谁? 那就很romantic, 那你就去享受那个感觉, 去享受那肉欲的刺激。
More and more people think that they don't want to be bounded by marriage, they wanted to pursue pleasures outside their marriage.
那有的人虽然不敢这样做, 但是在公司里面, 哦, 啊, 也是跟其他的人在 flirting, 啊, 打情俏骂。 这个也是一种享受。
Sometimes people will flirt with their co-workers.
因为在家里觉得好像自己配偶没有什么刺激。
Because after all, people get tired of their spouse at home.
那有的人虽然不敢这样做, 在家里就看电视,看那个非常刺激的,有色情。
Some other people will turn to TV to watch pornography.
那这个都是一种人要追求快乐的一个过程。
Those are all different ways to pursue happiness in our lives.
就是要提升我们的感受
To enhance our sense of pleasure
所以为什么享受会吸引人
So that's the reason why enjoyment attracts people
因为提升你的感受
Because that enhance our sense of pleasure
那另外他还追求另外一种享受
There's one more kind of pleasure that he was pursuing after
请看 第4节到第6节
Let's read verses 4 to 6
我为自己动大工程建造房屋栽种葡萄园 第5节 修造园域，在其中栽种各样的果树树木。 第6节 挖造水池，用以浇灌嫩小的树木。 哦，这里讲啊，他自己设计，然后请人来把他的理想用，把它盖出来。
Here he mentioned he designed a big project himself and asked people to build it.
梦想变为现实，这是一种享受，成就感。
To turn a dream into reality, that's a sense of accomplishment.
所以我们现在人，你如果在公司里面天天上班，就觉得无聊。
Nowadays, people come to work every day, sometimes they get bored.
有一个弟兄，他在旧金山金门大桥管理局上班。
A brother of us who worked in the Port Authority in Golden Gate Bridge.
风景很漂亮。
It's a very beautiful view over there where he works.
职位也很高。
And he had a pretty high position.
配也不错。
And with good salary as well.
但是他的结论就是说, 就是没有刺激啊。
And his conclusion, however, in the end turned out to be boring.
公家机关就是上班下班上班, 没有什么挑战。
This is a public place to work, there's no challenge for him.
人的享受是从挑战来的。
Another way to achieve enjoyment is through challenge.
当你面对挑战, 你胜过他, 这是一种享受。
In the face of challenge and you're able to accomplish things, that is another kind of enjoyment.
所以有时候少年人就去做那个没有挑战的生活, 到20几岁, 他心态已经变50-60岁了。
If you ask a young person to do things that are so boring, and they will feel feel they will get old in their heart.
但是有的人五六十岁，他很愿意面对他的挑战。
Some other people, even in their 50s or 60s, they're willing to face more challenges.
他想要创业，不是想要赚钱。
And they wanted to build their business, not to make money.
是希望能够面对挑战，能够克服它，成功。
In the hope that they can overcome the difficulties that will present them as a challenge.
那这个也是一种享受。
This is another way of achieving pleasure.
啊，心灵的成就感。
This is a sense of accomplishment.
还有外在的成功，被人敬仰。
And the sense of success, the sense of being respect or worship by other people.
所以日光之下没有新事。
So under the sun, there's nothing new.
我们现在人在追求所谓生活的享受，大概逃不了所罗门当时所在追求的。
So everything that we pursue today, will probably fall into one of those categories that we just mentioned here.
那这个享受有什么问题？
So what is the problem here?
享受的问题就是它是一个网罗。
Because the problem is that those pleasures are a snare.
你跳进去，有时候你跳不出来。
And once you get inside, you won't be able to get out.
你可以进去，但是你出来会很痛苦。
It's easy to jump in, but it's very hard, very painful to get out.
为什么？
Why is that?
啊，第一个，这个享受的特色就是表面化。
So one of the problem with this pleasure is that it's very superficial.
哦，但是很注重你外在的一种感觉。
It's a very outside, outward sense of feeling.
但是心灵最深处的需要，那个达不到。
However, it does not satisfy your inner heart.
人的心需要什么？
What does your heart need?
人的心需要被爱。
Our hearts are longing for love.
人的心需要安全感。
We need a sense of security.
人的心需要满足。
We need a sense of satisfaction.
人的心需要力量。
You need a sense of strength.
这个在享受里面都没有。
There's nothing we can find in those pleasures that we mentioned earlier.
所以这个享受只是外表一个很肤浅的，一样不断一直在刺激，让你感觉很好，这样而已。
And those enjoyments are very superficial things that make you feel good only.
内心的最深处你没有办法达到。
At the bottom of your heart, there's nothing you can get.
这是一个网罗。
And this is a snare.
第二个。
Secondly.
这个享受啊，它让你分散人生的注意力。
And this kind of pleasure that distracts you from your main purpose in your life.
我们人有很多的问题。
There are many problems in our lives.
但是你一开始去追求享受。
However, once you start pursuing those pleasures,
你在喝酒。
You start drinking wine.
听音乐。
You start listening to music.
到处去玩。
You go outside and have fun.
追求成就感。
You go pursue after the sense of accomplishment.
那这一些让你心放在那里，但是你回到家里面，问题还在啊。
However, once you return home, your problem is still there.
有时候夫妻发生问题。
Sometimes you may have problem with your spouse.
有时候孩子发生问题。
Or your problem with your children.
有时候我们自己心灵发生问题。
Or even problem with our own hearts.
你没有办法借着享受来解决。
You cannot solve those problems through those pleasures.
只是暂时让你注意力分散，那个问题还在。
Even though you may temporarily divert it from those problems, the problem still exists.
所以享受所带给人的幸福啊，其实不是很多。
So the happiness from those pleasures are not that much.
第二个。
Secondly,
当一个人开始注重享受，
when a person started to emphasize his pleasure,
他需要重复不断的去刺激。
He needs sense of stimulation.
所以你看他喝酒，越喝越强。
That's why when you see people, they want to drink. The longer they drink, the more they drink.
那到最后酒不够啊，用 drug。
In the end, the alcohol will not be strong enough, and he will start to take drugs.
你看啊，现在的人，你如果让他听30年前的音乐，他怎么够？不够，这个不够的。
If you ask somebody to listen to music from 30 years ago, how would that be stimulating enough for him?
那个旋律太慢，刺激太慢。
The melodies are too slow for him.
所以需要旋律很大，刺激很大。
That's why you need louder and faster music for people today.
这个文化现在也跑到教会里面来。
And this culture actually is creeping into the church now.
你常常只有唱赞美诗听听到的不够，敲锣打鼓。
Oftentimes, just singing a few hymns is not enough. Then you start to using drums.
哦，所以有时候我们不小心也会被文化影响，自己不知道。
If we do not pay attention, sometimes we will be influenced as well.
哦，有一次有一个，我在看你把一张照片，说这个是真耶稣教会聚会照的。
Once I was looking at a picture, people saying this is a picture of service in a TJC.
啊，那个年轻人啊抱着一个电吉他。
As a young guy who was playing an electrical guitar.
那个姿态好像在夜总会，只差一个没有戴墨镜而已。
The way he looks, almost like he was playing a disc nightclub without the sunglasses.
所以我们要知道，外面的社团它是用刺激感官来让你觉得很好。
So we need to realize that organization outside, the clubs outside, they just give you physical stimulation.
所以你看现在吸引很多人的教会里面都是敲锣打鼓的。
So nowadays, if you go to those churches with a lot of people, most of them play drums and loud music.
因为这个文化就是这样。
Because that's the culture.
但是信仰的最深处、最重要的意义是从神那里得到满足。
However, the most inner meaning for our faith is that we achieve satisfaction from God.
你看中国古代的国画是黑白的。
If you look at the old Chinese traditional painting, it's black and white.
今天谁挂黑白的？
Who would hang a black and white picture in your house?
不够刺激。
It's not stimulating enough.
其实国画里面有很深的意境，那意境已经看不懂，色彩最重要。
And the truth is, however, that there's a very deep meaning in those black and white painting. However, nowadays people want a color.
所以很鲜艳的色彩，那个才能够刺激。
And people want bright colors to stimulate their senses.
所以这个重复刺激，刺激到最后就麻木了。
So after repeated stimulation, in the end, people get numb.
那你到最后怎么办？
What do you do?
所以每一年在这个美国有一个叫 Woodstock 的样子，它有这个摇滚乐的大会，几千人参加。
So every year we all notice there's this Woodstock, rock and roll gathering.
到最后都打架。
In the end, people end up fighting.
为什么？
Why?
你不管怎么刺激，怎么跳到最后还是不够瘾，要打架。
No matter what you do, in the end, your stimulation will not be enough, and people started to fight.
所以这个享受是一种网络。
So we see that those pleasures are a snare.
如果我们人生把享乐当作一种目标，用世界上这种方式去追求，
If we regard those pleasures as our goal in our life,
到最后的结论就是虚空。
The end conclusion will be that everything is meaningless.
那这样是不是信耶稣就很无聊？
Are we saying that if this is the case, then it will be really boring to believe in Christ?
不是的。
That's not the case.
我们要在基督里面享受我们的生命。
Because we can enjoy our life in Christ.
那怎么在基督里面来享受我们的人生？
How do we enjoy our life in Christ?
第一个，
First thing,
要跟神合一。
It's to be one with God.
这是第一点。
And that's the first point.
我们知道伊甸园神创造人的时候，一切都是好的。
We know that when God created human in the Garden of Eve, everything was fine. Everything was
beautiful. 什么是好的？
What do we mean by that?
没有缺点。
There's no mistake. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to be improved.
那我们仔细看伊甸园的生活。
Now let's look at the life in the Garden of Eden.
你就发现三点。
You can see three things.
第一点。
First.
人跟神的关系非常的亲密。
There's a very close relationship between man and God.
我们现在的生活为什么不快乐？我信耶稣了，但是我是不快乐。
What's the reason why we are not happy nowadays, even though we're believers?
因为神是神，我是我。
Because God is God, I am myself.
我知道有神，我很敬畏他。
Even though I know there's God and I revere him.
我希望我将来死了，到天国能够见到他。
And I hope that one day when I die, I can go to heaven and go see him.
但是当我们还活着的时候，
However, when we are still living in this world,
我们跟神的距离太远。
The distance between us and God is too far.
神是一切美善的根源。
God is the source of everything that's beautiful.
神是众光之父。
And God is the father of all light.
神是一切的恩典来源。
And he's the source of all blessing.
神是人最大的满足。
And he is the greatest source of satisfaction for us.
所以信耶稣不会觉得很快乐，是因为我们离开神太远。
So the reason why we do not feel, we do not have this joy in our life is because we're too far from God.
不是我们不相信他。
It's not because we don't believe him.
也不是我们没有来教会。
It's not because we don't come to church.
是我们的心离开神太远。
It's rather our hearts too far away from God.
所以罗马书里面说，我们靠着主耶稣与神和好。
That's why in the book of Romans chapter 5 says that we are reconciled with God through Jesus Christ.
好，我们现在看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5.
好，罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
十一节。
Verse 11.
不但如此，我们借着主耶稣基督得与神和好，要借着他以神为乐。
Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
这个第一步与神和好，我们已经做到了。
So the first thing to be reconciled with God, we have achieved already.
受洗罪得赦免，跟神和好。
That is to be baptized and your sin will be forgiven and you'll be reconciled
with
God.
但是第二步要以神为乐，这个是我们的目标。
And second step here, to rejoice in God, that's our goal.
那怎么以神为乐呢？
How do we rejoice in God?
就是跟神很亲密。
That is to have a very close relationship with God.
你看彼得在变貌山上看到主耶稣变貌。
We know that on the Mount Transfiguration, Peter saw God change his face.
说我们在这里真好。
And he said that it's so nice to be here.
他打三座棚，永远住下来。
And he wanted to build three tents that he can live here forever.
山上什么都没有。
There's nothing else in the mountain.
他说永远需要住下来。
And yet he wanted to live there forever.
因为那个满足已经超越世界上的享受。
Because that sense of satisfaction already transcends everything else we have in this world.
那我们要怎么样能够也让像彼得一样有那一种体验呢？
so how do we
真的很好。
That kind of sense of satisfaction like Peter had.
第一个
，First，
我们要对神有渴慕的心。
First of all, we need to have a heart of thirst for God.
我们想想看，一天二十四小时除了睡觉，我们的心在渴慕什么
？Let's think about in our 24 hours a day, besides sleeping, what else do we think about?
有很多时候，我们是在渴慕物质。
And I know we spend many hours thinking about material things.
在伊甸园里面呢、啊，神说这一切都给你管理。
In the Garden of Eve, God said that you take care of everything here.
这个物质是第三位。
And that material thing is the third place in priority.
那第一位是什么？
What's the first?
第一位是神。
First is God.
所以神常常在伊甸园行走。
That's why God always walk around in the garden.
他要来跟人讲话，给人看到他的荣耀。
Because he wants to talk to man, and so the man can see his glory.
使人能够得到满足。
So that he can receive satisfaction.
他走来走去没有看到亚当。
Yet when he was walking around, he did not see Adam.
就呼叫亚当啊，你在哪里？
Then he started to call out, and where are you, Adam? Adam.
亚当就藏起来了。
And because Adam was hiding.
他跟神的关系已经破裂了。
And the relationship between him and God is broken already.
那我们今天重新进到神的国。
So now we come back to heavenly kingdom.
我们要渴慕神。
We need to have this thirst for God.
我们看诗篇的四十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 42.
诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm chapter 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇四十二篇第一节。
Psalms chapter 42, verse 1.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。第二节。
Verse 2.
我的心可想神，就是永生的神，我几时能够朝见神呢？
Psalms chapter 42, verse 1. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
啊，这个渴慕就是表示非常希望得到他。
And this thirst represents the desire that we will really want to meet with God.
好像没有他不可以。
As if there's nothing left in this world without him.
这个叫做渴慕啊。
And this is thirst.
所以我们每一天呢、啊，我们如果要从神得到喜乐，我们对神要有渴慕。
So in order for us to get pleasure from God, we need to have this thirst.
我什么时候才能够见到神呢？
When can I meet with God?
当人对神有渴慕的心，下一个行动才会表现出来。
And once you have this thirst for God, then you will have that in your daily deeds.
为什么人不愿意来聚会？
How come people don't want to come to church for service?
因为对神没有渴慕。
Because they do not have thirst for God.
他觉得没有神，我也活得很好。
They feel like that they can have an okay life even without God.
但是当我们对神有渴慕，
Once we have this thirst for God,
我们就想要亲近他。
Then we want to have this desire to be draw close to God.
那你就会有一些行动的表现。
Then we'll show that in our daily in our deeds.
那我们现在因为对这个世界的事情太多占满我们的内心了，所以我们对神的渴慕就越来越少。
Today in this world, there are so many things that fill our heart. There's less room for our thirst for God.
所以我们从神来那一种喜乐也越来越少。
And therefore, the pleasure from God is less and less.
所以为什么我们一直说单纯的生活很重要？
And that's why That's the reason why we say it's very important to have a simple life.
因为当我们一单纯，我们的心就很容易啊亲近神，就很容易渴慕神。
Because when we have a simple life, it's easier for our heart to draw closer to God.
我们的注意力容易集中在神身上。
Then our attention will be on God.
那我们的喜乐就会增加。
And that, in that case, our pleasure will go up.
那除了渴慕要怎么办呢？
So what else? What else do we do besides thirst for God?
我们看啊，雅歌第一章。
Let's look at the Song of Songs, chapter 1.
啊，雅歌的第一章。
Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2. Chapter 2, verse 1.
雅歌第一章第二。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因为你的爱情比酒更美。第三节。
Verse 3.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。第四节
，Verse 4，
愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。王带我进入内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，甚至称赞美酒，他们爱你是理所当然的。这里是一对啊，新郎跟新娘的爱歌。
This is the song of love between the bride and groom.
其实也是神跟人的关系。
It also describes the relationship between man and God.
愿他与我亲嘴。
And he says, "Let him kiss me."
哦，这是一种很亲密的动作。
This is a very, this is an intimate relationship here.
所以愿神跟我们同在。
We want God to be with us.
那这种渴慕从哪里来
？And where do we get this sense of thirst?
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
Because it says here, your love is more delightful than wine.
哦，对神的爱有感受。
And he has a feeling for the love of God,
我们就被神吸引
and then we will be attracted to God.
就很希望能够亲近神
then as a result, naturally we wanted to draw close to God.
就很希望我们能够亲近神
so that we hope that we can be closer to God.
神也亲近我们
and God will be closer to us.
那下面说第四节
verse 4,
愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你
take me away with you, let us hurry.
所以用行动来跟从神啊
This show his love for God in his deed.
神在吸引我们。
Because God is attracting us.
所以这一对新郎最后的享受是什么
？So what is the final pleasure for those couple?
我们要因你欢喜快乐。
We will will rejoice and delight in you.
所以我们信主的最后的享受是什么？就是神本身，不是神的恩典，也不是地上的物质。
What's the final pleasure for us as Christians? Not the blessing or not everything we have in this world, but God Himself.
所以有时候我们为什么说这个电视节目一个一个看啊，那个 CD 一个一个买，好像永无止境。
And that's the reason why sometimes when we watch TV, we flip through the channels and we listen to different CDs and different musics. There's no end.
因为我们还没有被神吸引。
Because we have not been attracted to God yet.
如果我们真的在神里面。跟神亲密
truly in God and draw close to God,
他是我们喜乐
He will be our joy.
你就发现很多你过去追求的真的是不需要而不是不能有
Then you realize that things that you used to pursue after, those are not necessary anymore.
如果你的配偶非常爱你你很享受你的婚姻你还会想到外面的一个异性吗不会的
If your spouse truly loves you and you truly enjoy in this love, would you still be Would you still be loving other people? Then you won't.
第一个，我们要享受我们的人生，就是要跟主亲密。
So the first thing that we want to enjoy our life is to have a close relationship with God.
在他的国里面有公义、平安跟喜乐。
Because there's righteousness, there's joy and peace in His kingdom.
生活中要追求神的国跟神的义。
In our life, we need to pursue after the kingdom of God and righteousness of God.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们如果要享受我们的人生，要受苦。
If we want to enjoy our life, we actually need to go through suffering.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's look at Book of Acts, chapter 5.
《使徒行传》的第五章。
Acts, chapter 5. Verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这个名受辱。这些说使徒离开公会，心里很高兴。
Here, when the apostle left, they are they're rejoicing.
那他们在公会被打、被逼迫。
Even though they were persecuted in that place.
而且叫他不可以再传耶稣。
And people told them not to preach preach God's gospel.
然后再把他放去了。
And then they let him go.
但大家就很高兴。
Yet they still rejoice.
因为佩是为这个名受辱的。
Because they have been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
我们所做的一切，如果跟耶稣连上关系，那个就是意义。
And that this we can see that everything we do, if it's connected to the sake of God, the sake of Jesus Christ, then our deeds are meaningful.
那有时候我们觉得我们做的很有意义，我们就觉得很高兴。
Sometimes when we do something meaningful, then we'll be happy.
最快乐的人不是天天躲在家里面吃最好的、讲住最好的，那个到最后就不快乐，因为刺激不够。
The happiest person is not the one who stay at home and pursue after different desires, because those are, will not satisfy you.
要从那个安乐窝出来。
You need to get out your comfort zone.
为主耶稣做一些事情。
And work for God. Work for Jesus.
打扫会堂。
You need to clean up chapel.
做其他圣工，传福音。
You can do all kinds of holy works.
祷告。
You can go preach gospel and pray.
看起来很辛苦。
And it seems like those are difficult to do.
但是你做完这个圣工之后，你觉得很有意义，你就
yeah,
心里就很满足。
Once you accomplish those, you feel a sense of accomplishment. You'll be happy.
所以人如果希望过得很快乐。要受苦。
That's the reason why we say we you need to suffer in order to have a happy life.
我们看加拉太书第五章。
Turn to the book of Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。有时候我们常常
chapter 5.
我们常常听人说啊，什么东西最好吃
？Sometimes you ask people tell you what's the best food.
你知道吗？如果这个人啊，天天吃很好的东西，没有一个东西好吃的。
If you have good food every day, there's nothing good left for you anymore.
最好吃的东西就让他饿了三天以后。每个都很好吃。
After you are starving for three days, whatever you eat will be really good.
你受苦了，你再回来，这个就是享受。
Because after you suffer, then you will come back and enjoy. That's really a pleasure.
所以我们在生活当中，你要觉得很快乐，要受苦。
So in order for you to feel true happiness, you need to suffer first.
好，我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
说小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里面。
He said, My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you.
生产是很痛苦的。
It's truly painful to give birth to a child.
但是小孩子生出来，你看那父母好多高兴。
Once the baby comes out, you see how happy the parents are.
那这个生产是什么意思？
What does it mean by childbirth here?
我为你们再受生产之苦。
Here it says, I again going through the pain of childbirth.
就是希望加拉太教会能够成长有基督的样式。
Because he was hoping that the church in Galatia they can grow into the form of Christ.
那保罗为了这件事情他牺牲很大，所以叫做受生产之苦。
And because Paul suffered a lot for this matter, that's why he mentioned here he was going through the pain of childbirth.
那在帖撒罗尼迦前书说，你们就是我的喜乐。
And he mentioned that in the book of First Thessalonians that you are my joy.
所以生孩子养孩子确实很辛苦。
And it's indeed a painful procedure to give birth and to raise the children.
但是你看到小孩子在成长，开始会笑，开始发芽，开始会叫爸爸妈妈，那个就是享受。
And then when you see how the child grow in their different stage of life, when they start to call mom and dad, those are truly enjoyable moments.
所以养孩子的喜乐从哪里来？从你受苦啊。
So where do you get your sense of pleasure or satisfaction from child raising is from your suffering.
那我们在教会里面在做圣工，我们付出去，这个是很辛苦。但是有时候我们看信徒开始回来得神的恩典哦，你大家见证神的恩典，你看他信仰成长，这真的心里非常大的感受啊，非常大的满足。
Similarly, in church, when we do the holy work, sometimes it's so tiring, so difficult to do it. Yet when you see people, when they come back to Christ, when they are baptized, then you have a sense of accomplishment in your heart.
第三个，
Verse,
如果
number three,
我们要享受我们的生活。
Number three, if we want to enjoy our life,
要跟人分享主的恩典。
We need to share the blessing of God with other people.
最不快乐的人就是一直想要得的人。
The most unhappy people is the one who always want.
但是最快乐的人是他愿意把自己所有的跟别人分享。
Yet the most happiest person is the one who are willing to give.
请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of First John. First John chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
First John chapter 1 verse 3.
我将所看见所听见传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。第四节，我将这个话写给你们，叫你们喜乐可以充足。约翰说，我将这个话写给你，叫你的喜乐可以充足。
Here says, I write this to you to make our joy complete.
怎么充足？
What does it mean by
信徒之间的彼此有团契？
By making the joy complete, he's saying that the people in the church can have good fellowship.
就是用基督的爱去关心别人。
It is to care for others with the love of Christ.
然后分享神给我们的恩典。
And to share the blessing from God.
所以有时候我们在教会里面，比方说礼拜六晚上的聚会。
Sometimes when we have, for example, Saturday night services together.
有时候在肉体上来讲是好像辛苦一点。
Even though it may be a little bit trouble for us physically.
但是有时候我们在这个讨论圣经的话，有的信徒在分享他得到的恩典，然后彼此互相的关心，就是心里很喜乐。
And often times, however, when we have fellowship with other brothers and sisters, and to share your testimony, those are very truly joyful moments.
这个就是享受。
And that is our pleasure.
所以怎么在基督里来享受我们的人生？
So how do we enjoy our life in Christ?
第一个。
First.
要跟神亲密。
We need to draw close to God.
第二个。
Secondly,
要为神受苦来服侍。
We need to suffer for God in our holy work.
第三个。
Third,
要跟别人来分享神的恩典。
We need to share our blessing from God with other people.
那我们的生活就会是一种享受，你会非常喜乐。
If we can do those, then our life will be truly enjoyable.
那个世界上的有很好，没有也没有关系。
And then the pleasures in this world will be not so important for you anymore.
因为我们在主里已经满足了。
Because we have already achieved satisfaction in the Lord.
这个叫做超越虚空。
And this is what we mean by transcending the meaningless life.
整个头脑都钻到世界的追求，这个是空的。
If you dive into this worldly enjoyment, that everything is meaningless.
在主耶稣里面，另外一种享受才不会虚空。
And the enjoyment in Christ is the one that's not meaningless.
我们唱诗。
Now let's sing a hymn.
239
239 Please be seated.
我们要最后来祷告。
Now we're going to have a final prayer.
我们明天有教员的进修会，我们祷告求主来带领，让我们每个教员的灵性能够往上提升。
Tomorrow we have a workshop for RE teachers and we'll ask Lord to help our RE teachers.
使我们的宗教教育能够更加的进步。
So that we can have our RE program improved.
那我们教会的执务会有决定每一个月的第一个礼拜六，有一个自由参加的禁食祷告。
And it's decided that every first Saturday of the month we'll have a fasting prayer on Saturday that's on a volunteer basis.
特别是执务会的成员，我们各区的这个负责人，还有宗教教育的教员，我们都有神托付很重要的工作。
Especially church council members and small area workers, and we all have very important holy works from God.
那这个禁食祷告是对神托付我们的工作一个最诚恳的关心。
And this is the fasting prayer is the most important thing that we can do for the holy work.
因为我们连吃也暂时把它省下来了。
Because we have set aside what we eat temporarily.
所以因为有禁食祷告，所以我们明天的祷告会是9:45。
Because of this fasting prayer, tomorrow our prayer will start at 9:45.
我们如果大家很诚心的这样为圣工来祷告，我们一定会看到圣工的进步。
If we truly pray to God like this, we I'm sure we'll see our holy work advance.
那我们现在一起来祷告结束我们晚上的聚会。
Now let's pray together.